He wanted to find a man whose face was hardened and distorted by sin. So he went searching again through the streets and the alleys of Rome. And he found a beggar with a face that looked like a villain, that he shuddered when he looked at that man. Da Vinci hired the man to sit at his table so that he could paint the face of Judas on the canvas and complete his masterpiece. When Da Vinci was finished with the Last Supper and was getting ready to dismiss the man, he said, "Sir," he said, "I forgot to ask you, I didn't find out your name. What's your name?" The man replied, "Don't you remember me? I'm Pietro Bendelli. I'm the one who sat for you as a model of Christ." What happened to him?
See.
What happened to him? I beg out there, please hold on to the Lord.
Hold on.
No matter what your battle is, no matter if you're confused, you're hurting, you're wondering where God is, it's a season. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on to the Lord. What happened to this man? This is a sad story, but it's true. Sin will take you farther than you want to go.
Yeah.
It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And it'll cost you far more than you could ever want to pay. It proves to us this morning that God's very law of sowing and reaping is true. I'd rather have the peace of God. I'd rather have His joy and hope in my soul than to let loose of my faithfulness to God. Give Him a praise this morning. You out there who are troubled, you out there that are fighting, God still loves you. Maintain the image of Christ in your life. Keep on a praying, it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
What's the true story behind this young man, Pietro Bendelli? What caused him to quit the choir? What caused him to leave the church? He don't sing anymore. What was it that pulled him out and drew him away from the Lord? It was the pull and the influence of this world, its entertainment and its pleasure, that lured him out to sow the seeds of lust, of a lust-filled life. Now look at him, a miserable, empty wreck, instead of partaking of the Lord's table and drinking from the Lord's cup. He's now drinking the bitter dregs of this world.
Yes.
Oh, God. Don't you slip now. Don't you get discouraged now. We're about at the end of the race, Sister Carolyn. Jesus is getting ready to come. He's coming for them that are ready and prepared and still holding on. Oh, God. I feel a seriousness right here, right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. Oh, we could never outlove you, Lord. You love us with an everlasting love. You reach so far down, Lord, to us to keep us from slipping and sliding to the very depths, Lord. Some I feel like they've sunk down in a pit, a mental pit, a pit of oppression. Hallelujah. God, would you touch that soul? Lord, would you touch that heart right now? Hallelujah. We need God's inspiration. I'm teaching us this morning that you need a constant. Now notice, we need a constant infilling of the Holy Ghost. You must have a continual inspiration of the Spirit of God in this hour, or the world's influence will pull you down. The stress and the pressures of life will crowd in on you, and they'll rob you of your strength. The spirit of this age will rob you and take away your peace, your hope, and your joy. You let it. I ain't letting anybody get it. I'm not going to let the devil steal it and take it away. I'm not going to listen to the world or the bad news around me. All I want is Jesus. Praise Him, church. Praise Him.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Oh, God.
I need that inspiration. I need heaven's pool upon my soul. If I need heaven's pool upon my soul, I've got to get where God is. Come on now. Come on. Come on. There'll be a lot of things in our life we've got to shut down, cut off, and push aside to get into the presence of the Lord. No wonder there's no victory in the house of the Lord anymore. No wonder there's no shouting, there's no praising, there's no tears of rejoicing, there's no gladness. It's all dried up. Why? We're reaping because we have not sold to the Spirit of God. We're reaping barrenness. We're reaping our dryness. We're reaping defeat. Come on. We don't even feel half saved anymore. It's because we're not sowing to the Spirit of God in our prayer closet and reading His Word and being faithful to Him and worshiping Him. Get where the Spirit of God is. Shut these things off. Close them down. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo. You'll get the inspiration of God or you'll get the influence of the devil, one or the other.
That's right. All right.
All right.
We need the Holy Ghost. I need Him.
All right.
Can you say this morning, Lord, I need the Holy Ghost inspiration.
Yes.
Listen close. If the devil and this world, we're going somewhere right here. Actually, I said every bit of that to get here. Goodness sakes. You mean that's your springboard? That's it. I laid the foundation. Y'all ready? If the devil and this world cannot entice you and draw you out into degradation and the corruption of sin, then the enemy of your soul will rule you. He'll wear you down with everyday problems and take away your peace and rob you of your victory. We need the Spirit of God to lift us up above this mental and spiritual battles that we war against. These things war in your mind. How many's ever had mind battles? My Lord. They're bad. They're hard. No wonder Paul said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You can't fight the devil with your flesh. You can't stick a gun in his face and drive him on. But you do like Jesus did. Use the word of God against him. It is written, Satan, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Raise your little hand. We need to get in God's Word and read His promises. And when these mind battles come and it feels like we're going down and being pulled, the life of God's being pulled out of us, it's because of these injection of the devil's thoughts. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo! He'll pull out everything good out of you if you let Him. Paul said, it's mighty. Your weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down. What's down mean? Paul said, this thing has erected a wall around me. The devil has built up one brick at a time. He went around the house. He went around my house, my spiritual house. He laid another roll of bricks and another roll until it's above my head. Hallelujah. If we let the devil, we'll let things mount up and they'll get bigger. They'll get harder to overcome. Praise Him, church. Praise Him. Come on. You can praise the Lord. You can pray and pull down those strongholds that's over your head.
Yes. Praise God. Come on, brother.
You know how I can teach like this?
Experience.
I couldn't tell you the mind battle that I had this week. But yesterday, the victory, when I got up out of my bed and I went into my study and I closed that door.
Yeah.
I got a hold of God and got in His Word. And I laid them glasses over there, and I began to weep and groan. How many's ever wept and groaned before God? Come on. I don't know how you pray, but sometimes your natural words can never really, you can say a bunch of words, but it seems like, oh God, I need more than English words, God, to get a hold of you. And you start groaning from within, and oh God, I need you.
Lord,
oh Lord, oh God, help me, Lord. You see me, you know me, you know what I'm going through. I need help, Lord, I need it. Raise my hand. I need help, Lord, in this battle. Oh, and Brother Jason, I felt the shackles are breaking off of me. The fetters was being burned all by the Holy Ghost. We need him in this hour.
Yeah, we do. Lord, we pray.
Sometimes I think us ministers, Brother Earl, and you're a minister too, and you're singing, you're playing. I think a lot of times that us ministers go through things that other people don't even fathom.
Yeah, right.
And the reason we do is because it makes you that much more effective when you stand and you resist that and you keep it praying until you pray through over it. And then you go on for God. That's when you can minister and help to others. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Lord, we praise
Him. How can you teach like that this morning, Tommy? Because I got a hold of God yesterday. Oh, Lord, for several days this week, I thought, it wasn't lustful bad things that I thought, but it was mental oppression.
Yeah.
Oppression. And I had to get a hold of God, and I groaned before Him. The Spirit itself, Himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered in a natural speech. And He that searcheth the mind of the Spirit knows what's in the heart, and He comes down to help us. Ain't you glad you got the Comforter inside? And He's got a voice. The Holy Ghost has got a voice, and God hears His voice when we groan. The Spirit, with our spirit, begins to groan with us. He takes a hold of that problem with us. The Holy Ghost inside takes a hold of that thing with us as we pray and we groan. And it makes intercession to God, and God says, I'm sending the Spirit down. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, boy.
Daniel the prophet, over 2,600 years ago, looked into our day and he saw the last day battles that the church would face. Did he see me, Tommy? Daniel might not have saw you, but God did. Daniel said, the devil in the last days, the devil and that old Antichrist spirit, that spirit that hates Christ, would seek to wear out the saints of God.
Wear them out.
Wear them down. Listen, every one of us have our own personal problems. We have our battles that we deal with every day. We're dealing with sowing and reaping this morning. What kind of seeds are you sowing this morning? When you sow a seed, you get back the life that's in that seed, whether it's good or whether it's bad. We need the Word of God. This is the reason that we need God's Holy Word. It's eternal. It's incorruptible. It's life-giving seed. Faith and hope and encouragement is in God's Holy Word, His seed. Give Him a praise this morning. I feel the Lord. How can I get it? Prayer and the Word of God. Committing my way unto the Lord. The Bible said in Psalms 37, He said, commit thy way unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. If you want a spiritual mind, you're going to have to renew. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hallelujah. Sing to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, of making melody in your heart unto the Lord, and let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Hallelujah. It'll take care of every battle. Hallelujah.
Hey.
There's life in this. You're not spending enough time in prayer in the Word of God. Raise your hand and praise Him. Woo!
Oh, God. God.
Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord.
Now I notice, I'm going to try to wind this thing down. Every one of us tend to get discouraged by disappointments. You ever been there?
Yeah.
You ever been disappointed? We've had our setbacks.
Yeah.
Brother Chuck. Yeah. We've had our foul-ups. Brother Anthony. We've had our letdowns. And we've had our knockdowns.
Yes.
Amen. To knock the faith out of you.
Yep.
To knock the desire out of you. You know what the devil wants to do? You know what he wants to do? He wants to knock the life of God out of you.
Yeah, he does.
It ain't so much. Listen, the devil would like to have me in hell. He'd like to destroy my life and take me down there. But what is one soul? What is one soul? Yeah, he'd like to have me. But if he can stop this ministry, if he can get that one discouraged.
Come on.
Come on. And discouraged in the ministry. Come on. It's not so much just one soul, but he's out after the ministry. And if he can stop this, if he can stop this vessel, he'll stop God's anointing. He'll stop God's teaching. He'll stop God's preaching. He'll stop God's singing. He'll stop God's music playing. If he can get that vessel discouraged and knock it down, he stops the ministry of God ministering to others. Praise him, church. Praise him. I can't afford to let that happen. My families are looking to me. Come on. People are looking to me. I can't let the devil stop this ministry.
No. Praise God. Come on, Brother Tony.
We better knockdowns. We feel washed out. Washed out. Your trials will wash you plumb out. We've been beaten up. And most things from here up that we're beaten up.
Yeah.
It's a fact. We feel beat up emotionally. We feel like we're caving in. If we ever needed one another, it's now, in this trying hour. Are you all with me? So let's start sowing the seeds of encouragement. You don't know what that means. Somebody sends you a text that I'm thinking about you today. Walk up to a brother and put your arm around him and pat him on the back. Said, I love you and I appreciate you. You don't know what that does. Raise your hand and praise him. Woo! I need encouragement. Come on. We need encouragement from one another. That's what builds a church. And I tell you this morning, it's time to get the Word of God. Get in the Word of God. Get it inside of your heart. Soak it into your mind. Quote it. Listen to me. Quote the Word out loud. Pray the Word of God out loud. Take God's holy promises and meditate in them. It is God's eternal, incorruptible seed that the sower went out to sow. That Word and that seed never fails. It'll always bring a harvest. The life that's in that seed will bring victory and a good harvest. It lifts up the soul that's cast down. You get encouragement and faith in the seed of God's Word. It is survival. Praise Him, church. This is my survival. It'll put you over. It'll take you through. It'll lift you up. And it'll make you overcome. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. This is my life. My life is hid with Christ in God. Give him a wave offering this morning.
Glory, glory, glory.
It's hid. I want you to know that I got a refuge, and I've got a fortress, and I've got a high tower, and I've got a rock in a weary land. He's my cover from the tempest. He's my wall of defense. He is my salvation. He is my deliverer. He's my buckler, and he is my shield. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's my waymaker and my need supplier. He's my bread when I'm hungry. He's waters
when I'm thirsty. He's a bright and a morning star in my darkest night. He is the fountain of living water. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the Almighty. He is the I am that I am. He never changes. His laws are true and sure. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Praise
Glory.
Him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Stand with me. Stand with me. Praise the Lord. Y'all want to come to the piano? Come on, I'm here to teach you this morning, to encourage you, to encourage you. Listen, Brother Jason. While the psalmist David and his fighting men were away, the enemy came into the camp, into his camp, and they burned it with fire. They took away captive their wives and their little children. And when David and his men returned, they were all gone. The enemy had taken them all away. Though David lifted up his voice and he wept, and the Bible said that David was greatly distressed. Hallelujah, wouldn't you be? The enemy has taken away my family and stole my little ones out of my grasp. They grieved for their loved ones. They could have stopped right there and said, that's enough. We give up. No, they would have surrendered. No. Hallelujah, David went to God in prayer and he encouraged himself in the Lord. And God said to David, David, pursue. Thou shalt surely overtake them without fail and recover all. Can I tell us this morning that I pursue and go after it and recover it? Get your victory back. Get your song back. Get your testimony back. Pursue. Encourage yourself in the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Let me finish this. God is saying to you all out there that's been discouraged, beaten down by your trials, and the enemy has come and robbed you of your joy and your victory and taken precious spiritual things out of your life. God's a telling you, rise up and take it back. Go after it. Go after it. God gave it to you. It belongs to you. God gave it. Go after it. Pursue and fight and get it back. Now notice, before she hits that first string, the four D's of the devil. He's a dirty devil. That's two of them. A dirty devil. The devil wants to deceive you. He wants to discourage you. He wants to drain you. He wants to destroy and discourage your Christian you and your Christian life. Satan's aim is to take you out and take you down. He don't want you having joy and victory. He'll take your song, your testimony. He'll steal your joy of living if you let him. Let me conclude with this one scripture. God follows up and he said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God is saying to everybody out there, listen, this morning, don't get weary in well-doing. Keep praying and obeying and serving the Lord. Your payday's coming. I feel that. Your paydays are coming. Don't be discouraged. We're almost home. Sister Carolyn, we're almost home. Serve God and love others. Love others. Keep sowing the good seed. There's coming a harvest. Hold on, children. As with the natural season, so with the spiritual. You who have sown the good seed, your labors are not in vain. You that have worked and you've sowed the good seed, your labors ain't in vain. Your works are not forgotten before God. Keep on praying and reading God's word. It's time to break up the fallow ground of the heart and that's been laid idle for so long, idle and barren for so long. Break up that fallow ground and sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy as she plays. Come on, come on, let's pray. Come on, come on. Go after it. Pursue it. Come on, it belongs to you. God's giving you something precious, and it belongs to you. Don't let the devil take it away.
I was looking at my Bible when you saying that. And faint not. My Bible says, do not lose heart.
Yes.
Sometimes we get weary and we lose heart. But in this day and hour we live in, we don't need to lose heart. We need to pray.
Yes.
And ask the Lord, give us the renewing of the heart and the mind.
Thank you.
to him.
Lord, I've got to have you.
I've got to have you, Jesus.
Got to.